Kansas currently requires that ambulances operate with two emergency medical personnel on board. Maintaining that staffing has been a challenge across the state. Rural areas often rely on trained volunteers, but the state EMS board says the number of volunteers is declining. Some rural ambulances are having to turn away requests for non-emergency transport between hospitals so they can be available for 911 calls. Kansas lawmakers are considering a proposal to let drivers who aren't certified emergency responders transport stable patients. The EMS board worries that could lead to unintended consequences if patients deteriorate en route. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Corinne Boyer in Garden City.